7 minutes in heaven?
Yeah. They pick a boy, they pick a girl, then they send you two into a dark closet.
Well, how do you find the girl?
With your lips. I'm gonna like this game.
Yeah, that's what you're eating for lunch. I don't think the girl's gonna like it.
Nobody's talking to you.
Just trying to help.
Okay, look. Closet strategy is the key. You've only got 7 minutes, so you have to make every second. What are you doing?
Lip ups. I want to be in shape. I want to go the distance.
Tick, 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 tick.
What?
Time bomb.
Just ignore him.
Please. He's just playing some game. But doesn't work. Never has, never will.
George, George, George.
What?
Who that?
Don't look, don't look.
Now,
Mr. Turner, we are not in high school. Well, yes, we are, but we're teachers, you fool.
Teach me about her.
That's Miss Tompkins. She replaced Edwina Munsey in our social studies department, mercifully.
Did you hire her, George?
Yes, I did.
Atta boy.
Take a shower, son.
You said Miss. You didn't say Ms. or Mrs. That was an is. As an is must be my lucky day.
She is indeed single. She is also highly intelligent.
That's okay.
Mr. Turner, I frown upon faculty becoming involved with faculty.
Then it's not a policy. It's just a facial expression.
Go ahead, skip blithely into the minefield of extracurricular romance.
Thanks. I'm just going over to say hi. Welcome her to our school. How's my hair?
Long.
Corey.
What?
What Eric said, it's not bothering you, is it?
No, not at all. In fact, I'm going over there right now and tell him how much it's not bothering me. Hi.
Corey, what a surprise.
What time bomb, Eric? You can't just walk by me and go tick, tick, tick. What's that supposed to mean?
Look, I'm just concerned you're not prepared for the makeout party tonight.
I know how to kiss.
You think it's that simple? I mean, what happens if she has braces? What happens if your nose is hit? I mean, what if a hanger hooks you like a largemouth bass? Do you even know what to do with your hands?
No! Is that important?
Look, some things you can learn, but some things, it's already too late.
I've got time.
No, you don't. You ate the beanie weenie casserole, right? Tick, tick.
Oh my gosh! Why is that bad?
Core, deep down, does the thought of kissing somebody make you tense up?
Absolutely not.
Okay, then.
All right. I wouldn't say tense up. I would say I become very alert.
Okay. So you'll be there at the makeout party, very alert. Your intestines full of beanie weenie. You lean in for a kiss. And you fly across the room.
All the girls brought their lips.
Sean, there's a girl with braces. What if I get her? She could cut my tongue and I'll bleed all over my shirt. Oh, no. Sally's wearing wool. I'm allergic. What if I sneeze in her mouth and pop her lungs?
Relax, man. Have a snack. Carbo load for the big race.
With bean dip? Are you out of your mind?
What are you worried about, your breath?
My breath. I didn't even think about that. Oh, man. I'm gonna kill him coming and going. I'll blow us both out of the closet. I'm getting out of here.
Hi, Corey.
Hi, Topanga. Boy, what a great party, huh? I was great. I was in the closet 14 minutes. I'm gonna go home and ice my lips.
Corey?
Eric was right. Too much can go wrong.
Corey, chill. You're gonna be fine. And you know why? Because right up until the second you go into that closet, I'm right here with you, no matter what. Because it's Corey and Sean. Sean and Corey.
Sean and Melanie.
See ya.
All right, kids, now time's up. Now, come on, come on. No overtime, no extra innings.
Is that the shirt you went in with?
No.
Corey, the closet is your friend.
No, it's your friend, Sean. I'm gonna choke.
Who will be next? Could it be Corey and...
No, that's me. Maybe you'll pick me twice and I can go into the closet with myself.
Topanga!
Corey? Are you okay? It's been a couple of minutes and you haven't said anything.
This is stupid. It's pitch black. How am I supposed to kiss you if I can't even see?
Hi.
Hi. You know, this is crazy. How am I supposed to kiss you with this blinding light in my eyes?
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
I want to do what everyone else is doing.
So you're just doing this so you won't be different?
I'm just trying to survive this.
Oh.
No, it's not you, Topanga. It's me. I just can't perform under all this pressure.
It's okay, relax. This happens to lots of guys.
How do you know?
Well, you know, girls talk.
Oh, man. Listen, when you talk to girls, this did not happen to me. Nothing happened. I mean, something happened, but whatever was supposed to happen did.
Corey, you want to just talk?
Could we?
So, what would you like to talk about?
Well, we could talk about what we're going to tell them when we get out of here.
We could tell them we made out.
They'd know.
I could mess up my hair and you could change your shirt.
You'd have to smile a lot.
And you'd have to get that real sleepy, stupid look.
You could change your shirt, too.
Don't push it.
How come you're being so cool about this?
I don't know. Because you're nice.
Great. Twist the knife.
I meant it as a compliment.
Guys don't want to be nice. We want to be, you know, tough and good with appliances and good kissers.
Well, there's really only one way to be a good kisser. You have to practice.
You think?
Yeah, so either we can start messing up our clothes and trying to look stupid, or...
Or?
You could just relax and kiss me.
Or I could practice an hour a day on my own...
Shh. Time's up. Let's take a look at him.
Did you kiss anybody tonight?
Mom.
Amy, whoa, step away from your son, please.
Why?
You can't do that to a guy.
Oh, he's not a guy, he's my baby.
Oh, please, 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 have mercy on the boy, will you? How do I put this? Do you want grandchildren, huh? Well, then don't talk like that to your son. Go on, get out of here. Give the boy some privacy, will you? Later, you and me, details.
So, Studley, what happened? Tell me.
You got a minute?
Yeah.
You won't need it.
Nothing?
Less than.
So, were you the only guy at the party who didn't make out?
Well, Alvin had a rousing asthma attack and had to leave early. But other than him, the cheese stood alone.
Cor, I want to say that in this, the darkest hour of your youth, I'm trying very hard not to laugh. Nope, can't do it.
Eric, it was a huge party. There was a lot going on. I'm sure no one even noticed.
Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Lip Liss.
I'm okay. Life goes on. Here, drive this through my brain.
It's okay, Cora. I think it's only a few guys that know. And it's not like they're going to tell everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody else will know.
Hey, Corey, listen, if you ever need to talk about, you know, anything, I'm always available, okay? Okay?
I've sunk so low that even teachers feel sorry for me.
Look, in situations like this, it's like my Uncle Ralph always says. It's not what you did, it's what they can pin on you.
So you're saying I should...
Deny. Deny everything. Hey, you were in a closet. Who else knows what actually went on in there?
Just because he didn't kiss me doesn't mean he's some kind of a freak.
No. No, make her stop.
Look, all of you, any guy can just crawl in a closet and kiss a girl. But Corey's different, because he is a really nice boy.
Well, I'm a nice boy, Sean. And now everybody knows it.
Hey, Baboon.
I'll just be over here. Over here.
There's an inspirational thought I would like to share with you. I cried because I had no shoes until I met a boy who had no lips.
That's a good one, Ollie. That's a great one. I'll be laughing at that one for years and years. I'm gonna be telling my grandkids about it like 60 years from now. Unless I don't have grandkids, and then I guess I'll have to tell some strange kids in a park, and the cops will come and say, hey, you in the raincoat.
Shut up.
Okay.
Look, Corey's obviously depressed, so why don't you just leave him alone? Over here.
Why do you even care about nothings like us?
Because you seventh graders are my little ant farm. I watch you work and play and run through your tiny tunnels. And when I hear that one of my little ants is getting his legs ripped off, well, I can't miss that.
And here I thought my life had no meaning.
Glad we could brighten your day.
So, Miss Tompkins, everyone making you feel welcome here your first week?
Some more than others. This Jonathan Turner guy, what's the deal with him?
It's really not my place to comment on one teacher to another.
Oh, come on. He asked me out. I just want to know if he's an axe murderer.
It wasn't on his resume.
I was just wondering, is he the safe and sane type, or is he more of a dangerous rebel loner?
If pressed, I'd be forced to say he's more of the latter.
Excellent.
As much of a rebel loner as one can be, living with seven maiden aunts above their lace and linen shop.
Come on. He's a wild thing.
No. He is extremely cautious. He always wears his helmet when he's on his motorcycle.
Oh, is that his Harley out in the faculty parking lot?
No, it's mine.
Thank you, Mr. Feeney. You've been so helpful.
Believe me, it was unintentional.
Don't worry, we're just having dinner. And if it works out, I owe it all to you.
I'm never going back to school again, okay? I've made up my mind. I don't want to discuss it.
All right. So Noah had his Pace Cup, and he reached over and took your Pace Cup?
And he ate it.
And Mrs. Brookholder wouldn't give you another Pace Cup?
No, she's a witch.
Sweetheart, I think in the future...
It's paste! My entire high school career crashed and burned today, and you would rather talk about paste.
Would you like to discuss it now?
I choked at a makeout party, okay? Eric told me I'd choke. He warned me I'd choke. But like an idiot, I went to the party anyway.
Oh, Corey, your first parties with girls are always a little awkward and...
Awkward? Mom, this wasn't awkward. Losing your gym shorts while climbing the rope, that is awkward. And burns! This was beyond humiliation. Way beyond. This was... Agoubois.
Agoubois?
It was so bad I had to invent a word for it. Eric said I'd choke. But did I listen? No!
Aside from Agoubois, the key word in all of this seems to be Eric.
Oh, so you noticed that too.
What's with Corey? I think he snapped. I'm gonna go now.
What did you say to Corey before his party?
I probably said have a good time, thank your hostess.
Eric, look, you're not in any trouble here. We want to know what you said so we know what to say to him to make him feel better.
Oh, okay. Told him how scary it was going to be to kiss a girl.
He bought it?
Oh, he totally freaked out. I was just playing with his head. I mean, you know.
Oh, man, you were in such trouble.
But see, you said before that I wasn't going to...
I was just playing with your head. Sit down!
You know, Eric, Corey sounds so upset, he isn't going to feel like going out with girls for a long time. And I think you should stay home with him.
No, wait, so you can't do that. I'm just coming into my dating prime.
And yet, if I were you, I'd be looking for other interests. Homebound activities, my friend. Because until Corey feels like going out, I don't see you going out at all either.
I'm too cute to stay home. Hey, Corey, how you doing?
Just dandy. Sitting here planning out the rest of my life as a nice boy.
Look, Cora, I may have slightly exaggerated the dangers in kissing a girl.
Forget it, Eric. I'm never gonna date again.
No, no. See, you have to date again. You have to date again real soon.
What's it to you?
You're my little brother. Your pain is my pain. If you're sitting at home on a Saturday night, it's like I'm sitting at home on a Saturday night. Gotta get back out there, man.
I'm not ready.
Did you feel ready when Dad took the training wheels off your bike?
No, when I wasn't. I lost 6 baby teeth and scraped off half my face.
Exactly my point. See, you just needed your training wheels on a little bit longer. You need a no-pressure date to get your confidence back.
No, there's no such thing as a no-pressure date.
I will take you and a girl someplace so unromantic nobody will want to kiss anybody.
You're gonna take me?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
You're my little brother, remember? Your pain, my pain.
Okay, fine, but who do I take? I mean, no one's talking to me but Sean and Topanga.
Take Sean?
No, Topanga.
You animal.
So what do you do at this place?
They drink coffee and they read poetry. You can't possibly get into any trouble here. Good luck.
Hey, look. They've got, cap new C? No.
I'd love a double decaf latte with skim milk.
Clearly you have knowledge of other worlds. I'll go find us someplace to sit.
This is for all my friends who choose to remain anonymous. Poem of the fierce and bloodthirsty samurai warrior. Cherry trees are blooming. On the third evening, the last flower dies and falls. Thank you.
Hey, Frankie, that was really good. I mean, you started slow, but you got him at the end.
All right, you got that out of your system? Let's go.
Hey, well, Frankie, I got a lot out of that, because you put a lot into it. I mean, everybody here liked it. Hey, didn't you like it? See, you got a fan.
I don't do it for the fame.
Yeah, well, that's not what poetry's about, you know? Poetry's about complex human emotion, like, you know, whatever.
Harley, you go to poetry readings?
What? You don't think I'm a sensitive guy? I should slap you around for that.
Cory, over here.
You know, I like this place.
Why?
It's friendly. It's homey. There's just something about it.
It's not a closet?
You noticed that, too.
You know, Cory, you weren't the only nervous person in that closet.
No way.
No, really. All those people outside listening, waiting.
Yeah, but you girls have it so easy. You just have to stand there and wait to be kissed.
Oh, please.
What do you mean, oh, please?
Speaking as a girl, we don't know what we're doing either.
Does anybody else know about this?
You're the first person I've told.
So, in the closet, if I had kissed you wrong,
I wouldn't have known. I was worried about where my hands would go.
Oh, I could have helped you with that.
Well, too bad we missed our chance.
Let's welcome our next word painter, Donovan.
I call this one the produce section. Lights. Peaches. Ripened in the sun. Hot and sweet. Juice. Wetting your lips, and you, nibbling the soft flesh. Nibble. Nibble. Nibble.
Mr. Turner, over here. There's a place right here.
You want me to sit here?
Well, I just assume you were looking for a seat.
Oh, no, no. It's fine. Thanks.
So, Mr. Turner, Jonathan, Johnny, how goes it?
Fine. You know, I had dinner with Catherine last night.
Did you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, man, what happened? Did you like her? Did she like you? Are you going to see each other again? Give me the skinny.
Curious, George?
I set you up. Now give.
No.
Hi, Guy.
Hi, Kat.
See you tonight.
I like her.
I'm telling you, it's a new breakthrough in dating technology.
You made out at a poetry reading.
Oh, I love poetry now. In fact, I'm thinking of becoming a poet. There once was a boy named Corey.
Who now has an interesting story.
He learned about kissing.
And all he was missing... when he and Topanga made out.
Sean, can you say summer school?
Hi, Corey.
Hi, Topanga.
Well, see ya.
See ya. Ugh, when are they gonna leave me alone?
I call this one canned fruit aisle. Lights. Cling peaches in heavy syrup. Syrup that drips from your tongue. Drips. Drips. Drips from your tongue. Fills your mouth with sweetness. And makes you want more. More.